Good afternoon. A very weak disturbance passing through today will produce a fair amount of clouds and possibly a passing shower or snow shower through the afternoon, but nothing of any significance as temperatures continue to climb through the 30s and up toward the 40-degree mark on average. For tonight, we'll be dry through the evening hours with mostly cloudy skies overnight, and temperatures will drop back into the 20s. For tomorrow, another disturbance will approach from the Great Lakes. This one has a little more moisture to work with than today's system, and even more energy. As a result, we'll start to see some light snow breaking out in the pre-dawn hours, which will last into the morning and perhaps even the early part of the afternoon. With temperatures holding in the lower 30s through the day, we'll see a dusting up to perhaps as much as a couple of inches in some spots as we head toward the latter stages of the afternoon. The system will sweep through on Saturday night and bring in somewhat cooler air for the day on Sunday, still in the lower 30s with scattered snow showers and an increasing northwest breeze. On Monday, the first little taste of Arctic air will make its way back into the region during the day for the holiday. Skies will be mostly cloudy, and it will be brisk and cold with scattered snow showers, highs back into the 20s. Another shot of even colder air will come through the midweek period next week, and we'll have partly to mostly sunny skies for the period Tuesday through Thursday, with high temperatures struggling in the lower teens and lows going down to 0 to 10 below. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, strong Santa Ana winds and very dry conditions will continue to pose a serious fire weather threat to parts of California today. The Storm Prediction Center has issued a critical fire weather risk area in Southern California, including Los Angeles, San Diego, and the surrounding hills and mountains. Freeze warnings and frost advisories are in effect for most of the Florida Peninsula, all the way down to the Everglades, as temperatures this morning in many places are in the 30s and some even below freezing, especially across inland locations. Sarasota is 38 this morning, Daytona Beach and Orlando both 35, Jacksonville and Tallahassee are both down to 30. And winter weather advisories are out for parts of Kentucky, where a quick 1 to 2 inches of snow could fall today around Louisville. And also in the upper Midwest, where 2 to 4 inches of snow is expected tonight and tomorrow for central and southern Minnesota, including Minneapolis. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 degrees at San Luis Obispo, California, to a low of 8 below zero at Afton, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-40s, Boston, a mix of sun and clouds in the middle 40s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny with highs in the mid-30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low, 14. The record high, 62, set in 1889, and the record low, 23 below zero in 1971. Sunrise this morning at 7:22 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:49 p.m., 9 hours and 27 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, mostly cloudy with a few passing light rain or snow showers today and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Cloudy tonight with a chance of light snow by morning and lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy tonight with a chance of light snow by morning and lows in the upper 20s to around 30. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with a few passing light rain or snow showers today and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Cloudy tonight with a chance of light snow by morning and lows in the mid 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, one or two light rain or snow showers today, and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Cloudy tonight with a chance of light snow by morning and lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with a passing light rain or snow shower possible today with highs right around 40. Cloudy tonight with a chance of light snow by morning and lows in the mid to upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with light snow, especially in the morning, a dusting up to an inch or two in most places with highs in the lower to mid 30s. Mostly cloudy, a few snow showers Sunday in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy and breezy on Monday, turning colder with scattered snow showers in the mid 20s. A mix of sun and clouds, very cold Tuesday, lower to mid-teens. Mostly sunny Wednesday, only around 10 above, and in the lower teens despite mostly sunny skies by Thursday. For WAMC, have a great weekend. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.